It is Monday, the third day of June, 2019. Becca Martin-Brown, features editor of the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette, is with me. How are you doing?
I'm fabulous because I get to do one of my favorite things today.
We're going to talk about theater?
We are, and it's a season announcement. You know how much I love that.
Yes, I do.
The University of Arkansas Department of Theater, which most of us still call University Theater because, well, it has to fit in a line of text, you know?
Right, a headline.
Just announced its 2019-20 season, or most of it, actually. They're saving two shows to choose after they get the MFA students in and see their strengths.
And that will be later this summer.
Right, and so they'll choose later this summer the two MFA-directed projects that happen at the end of the fall semester. But these are the things that they have announced. They're opening the year with Boeing Boeing.
Oh, that is a farce.
It's fun.
It's French?
Yes. Saw it at Theater Squared.
Jerry Lewis did a film version of it.
Did he?
Yes.
I didn't know that. It's the story of a bachelor who's juggling three. At that point, they were called stewardesses.
Yeah. This is of its time.
And then the new jets start making air travel faster. And with faster air travel, the juggling gets much more complicated.
This is a cad, really, who is
a funny cad.
Yes.
The New York Times said this play is propelled by the same spirit that animated Commedia dell'arte and the silent films of Keaton and Chaplin.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is October 4th through 13th. Then they're doing a Molière. Molière's not my favorite.
I love The Misanthrope.
This is Tartuffe.
Oh, okay.
Which is also a favorite. It's a comedy. It's about somebody who's all outward piety and all inward greed and lechery. You'll recognize this person, mm-hmm. You know. This is October 18th through 27th. And then there's a big gap in their announcement because we're waiting for those MFA-directed plays. In February, John Walsh, who's the head of the playwriting program at the UA, is going to... I don't know if it's a debut or if it's been done before. It's his script in the book of, based on the book of Ruth, as a launch pad for examining immigration.
I'm incredibly intrigued by this.
This should be really interesting. And I guess it is new enough. I don't know if it's been seen before in a reading, but it's new enough that the kids will have input into the growth of the play. So that'll be interesting.
And exciting.
That's in February. And then in March, they're doing Heather's the Musical, which Laura Hightower, who wrote the story, described as a jet black comedy.
Have you seen the film?
No.
It's very dark humor. Very funny, but very dark.
And this is one of those weird backwards, the film became a play.
Right.
And then in April, the new play festival. So it'll be a big year for University Theater. And we've just barely started on season announcements. So much more to go.
And we're not even done with that one.
Right. We're not even done with that one. And also this week, it's a big Star Wars thing at the libraries because their theme this year is space for their summer programs. So today is Star Wars Day at the Dallas Branch Library in Fort Smith from 1 to 3. At the Bentonville Public Library at 2 o'clock, Catherine Auld is going to talk about Our Journey into Space.
Oh, have you ever... Catherine Auld...
She's fabulous.
She is.
She's fabulous.
Amazing. She'll get you wanting to be on a spaceship.
Yeah, and she is a liaison with NASA.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, I love her.
Yeah, super cool. And then the Star Wars Movie Marathon continues at 6 at the Rogers Public Library with The Empire Strikes Back.
And that's free.
And that's free. And then tomorrow, the Kids Summer Film Fest starts at Malco Cinemas in Van Buren, Razorback in Fayetteville, Pinnacle Hills in Rogers, and Springdale. And those are 10 a.m. movies. They're $2.
Nice.
You can find out at malco.com what they are. I'm terribly envious of people who aren't at work because I'd be at the Star Wars Marathon. Not like I can't watch it at home, but it's more fun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The experience.
So check out what's up. Because we'll keep it full.
And that's going to be in the paper, the printed paper.
Yes, and it's also online at nwadg.com. Or you can check out the free weekly, which is, you guessed it, free.
Becca Martin-Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.